You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's a big world out there, and you're just looking for a pat on the back or head. You're running around the city, searching for a place to bark, working your tail off with your nose to the ground, sniffing for a few scraps, hoping someone will throw you a bone. You take each lead, collar after collar, hoping one day to take a bite out of success and become the top dog. Fortunately, you come home each day to open arms, open cans, a drink waiting for you, and a comfortable place in front of the TV set. You know you've got it good, really good, because after all, it's a doggy-dog world out there. Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy-Dog World with your host, pet expert, and award-winning author, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Hi, welcome to It's a Doggy-Dog World. I'm your host, Liz Palaika. With me today are my good friends, Petra Burke and Kate Abbott.
Howdy.
Hello.
This is our annual Halloween podcast. Well, I say annual now because we did one last year, and Halloween's approaching again. I can't believe the year's gone that quickly.
Just think, two more months and it's Christmas.
No. We're not going there.
She was trying to distract me. I just remembered it's time to break out the
spiders
that falls down on your shoulders when you walk through the door.
And like I said, two more months and Christmas.
Needless to say, Petra doesn't like spiders. In fact, she's horrified of spiders, which means, of course, we decorate with lots of spiders.
Yeah.
Did I mention the spider falls down from the sky onto your shoulder?
And we put it in the doorway to the office.
Yeah, walking around here is like peeking around the corners.
And look, I saw in one of the catalogs there was a remote control spider.
That's nice. In the catalog, it can stay.
Anyway.
And you know, we could make some extra money for our fundraiser if we put up a cuss jar right next to the spider.
Oh, there we go.
Because every time it falls, I know. Because I can hear it from outside.
Or just put it next to me.
Yeah.
She could just put a 20 in it and leave it at that. Anyway, needless to say, this is our Halloween show. Halloween with dogs can be great fun if you take a little bit of care, because it can also be scary. So we'll talk about a variety of different aspects about Halloween and your dogs. But hold on, listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Sit. Stay. It's a Doggy Dog World. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouth-watering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it, these are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club. And join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. We know you're begging for more. So back to It's a Doggy Dog World with your fetching hosts, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Welcome back to It's a Doggy Dog World. I'm Liz, and with me today are Petra and Kate. And today we're talking about Halloween.
Halloween can be a lot of fun, but it's mainly I worry about how scary it can be for dogs.
Especially puppies, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their first Halloween. How come people are showing up at the door, ringing the doorbell, and look so weird?
They don't even look like people. What's coming at the door, ringing the doorbell? Yeah. More like it. What is that thing?
Usually kids high on sugar.
Yeah.
Yes, scary to us adults, never mind to dogs.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I do say that all of my dogs are in the back bedroom. I know some people let their dog, especially an adult dog, go to the door with them. All of my dogs are in the back bedroom with music on, fairly loud. And we disconnect the doorbell.
Not Halloween music, right?
No. Not Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
Yeah. And we disconnect the doorbell, so the kids come up to the door, but the doorbell's not ringing constantly.
That
puts the level of excitement down a couple notches.
I'm very fortunate. I didn't realize it when I bought where I bought, but I'm in a place we haven't had hot trick-or-treaters in 5-6 years, so...
Well, same with me.
Yeah.
I'm tucked away in the corner, all fenced up, but like, I know we can get to me.
You both are pretty rural, and you're down at the end of a dead-end cul-de-sac.
Yep,
I'm in a housing tract.
I remember those days.
Same here.
Early in the evening, you get the cute little ones followed by their parents, and they just come up and kind of look at you like, why am I here, and what am I doing, and why am I dressed up, and, oh, you're giving me candy.
And you hear the parents go, say trick or treat.
Yes. And say thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then in the evening, you get the teenagers going, you got a 6-pack of Coke?
Yeah, all the lights go off when the teenagers start showing up.
So as scary as it is for us, think about it from your dog's point of view.
Yeah, there's a variety of other things that can be scary and or dangerous, too. Candles. And that's just not for the dogs, but for the cats, too. If you put candles in your jack-o'-lanterns, make sure you supervise those. Or what are those called? The paper bags with the sand and the candle?
Luminarias,
yeah.
Yeah. I saw at one of the craft stores that they have fake flickering lights, battery powered.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm a big thing in tradition, and I absolutely love candles. But I think those are a great idea.
Make a lot of sense.
They make a lot of sense. Your cat's not going to dash through and knock him over or start himself on fire.
Exactly.
And with those luminarias, is that what they are?
Yes.
You're not going to start the paper bag on fire.
You know, and I wouldn't use the candles anymore, or mainly first the animals, so to make sure. And it's so darn dry right now in our area.
In Southern California,
it's awful.
Can burn everything up.
And then I don't trust some of the kids on top of it, you know?
So. Decorations, too. Kate and I had an incident with that just a couple days ago, or yesterday. Our landlord here at the dog training yard is decorating for his annual party, and his wife put up about a dozen scarecrows.
Full size,
people size, life size scarecrows.
With jointed limbs.
And the wind was blowing and legs were flapping. And I was throwing the ball for Bashir, who's a very staid, stable dog. And one of the legs on a scarecrow moved, and I swear he did a double take. He about broke his neck looking back at that thing.
The only good news about taking Walter over to check it out was he had his red ball with him. So he figured it was a person. He just put the ball at their feet and waited for them to throw it. You know.
And they didn't, so there was no big deal.
Right.
And I did. I walked Bashir back to it, shook the scarecrow's leg. Look at this, silly. Make sure if your dog is worried, don't reinforce the fear. Don't coochie-coo him. Make it exciting. Oh, look, this is silly. And then he was fine. And he walked around and looked at all the other scarecrows. I know Bashir thinks that people are really weird. But
well, and I say, and if you have spiders, just get rid of them.
No.
Spider decorations? Yeah.
No, we still have that 8-foot
scares me
long.
And the dogs. Let's just go away.
We have that 8-foot wide purple blow up glows in the dark that we'll bring out for the
definitely.
Halloween party.
Yeah, right. Definitely. You will bring out.
Yeah.
And then Petra made a point earlier, noises and all those tapes that have clanking things. And oh, at the craft store, there was almost a life-size ghoul or zombie or whatever with his dead ghoul bride next to him. And motion detector, and every time somebody walked by, he made something. We're getting ready to tie the knot. Ha, 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 ha. And, oh, it was horrible. And the clerks, I said, I bet that gets annoying. And she goes, you have no idea.
Well, as Halloween becomes even bigger and more extravagant every year, the decorations are just
well,
incredible.
And the technology to be able to do these things. I mean, can you imagine motion detectors for Halloween decorations even a decade ago? Right. So, yeah. And all these things can be pretty scary to the dog.
And you know what? There's people that still decorate their front yards and hide behind something. So when you walk
out,
they jump out. It will scare the heck out of you. You imagine your dog?
Which is a good reason not to take your dog trick-or-treating with you.
Yes, definitely. Let's talk about candy.
Yeah, I'm always thinking of when I was a vet tech, there was a little dachshund. And the family had put their bowl of Halloween candy by the front door on the floor, handy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, handy for the little trick-or-treaters that came around.
And the little dog.
And he got your little busy. Dog, too.
Oh, fed you that line. Well, he
thank you. I don't get many openings like that.
And it's kind of fitting. It was a witch line.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go there later.
So he proceeded to get busy, and he ate candy and most of the wrappers, too.
Oh.
So that particular year, I spent Halloween evening in surgery with the doctor and the dog, and he was one sick little boy.
The chocolate?
Chocolate, and, well, the chocolate was causing toxic reaction in
his
body, and all the wrappers were causing
blockage.
Poor thing.
Oh, he was a mess. We couldn't get him to throw it all up, so we had to go in and...
Yeah.
Clear
did
him
he
out.
Make it?
He made it. Only to, at Christmas time, come back because he'd ate an entire plate of fudge that they left on the coffee table.
So his owners were stupid.
Yeah, right. You know, dachshunds can reach taller than you think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
He made
all
it
right,
through that one,
people.
Too, by the way. But
Prevention.
I don't care if you need to get down on your hands and knees and crawl around on the ground and look at things from your dog's point of view.
Yes.
You know what? And that, it works. It really does.
Yeah.
I do
down
it just for fun, but then I'm weird.
I know I do, too. What can you see from down here, Kaylee?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like it because I see all the dust bunnies there.
I want to know how in the world you get as small as Kaylee, who's a Pomeranian, by the way.
You got to really lay your head down the ground.
Really lay it
I can see. Then that's eye level. It's easier with the German Shepherd. You're on your hands and knees. But
did Pedro pass out? No, she's looking at the world from Kaylee's point of view again.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
It is.
Really? Besides Halloween coming around.
Christmas is coming.
Thanksgiving. People decorate for Thanksgiving as well. Yeah. So.
And there's food out. Yep.
A lot of that same fun stuff, like the corn husks and the straw and all that, you know, can be just a physical danger to the dog.
And if your dog's a chewer.
Yeah.
You know, your scarecrows out there, they may not be afraid of it, but they're like, hey, toy, and
let's
tear it up.
Let's play tug of war.
Yep. Tear it up. Ingest it.
Yep. Well, let's before we move on from candy, though, let's remind people that chocolate is toxic to dogs. It only takes 8 ounces of milk chocolate to kill a 50-pound dog, and that could be a healthy dog. Now, dark chocolate is much more toxic and can do it much more rapidly, but all chocolate should be kept away from dogs, all chocolate, because each individual dog's metabolism is different, and... let's not play with that. It's much too serious.
Of course, the real danger around here is any dog trying to eat Petra's candy corn.
It's the one time a year, and I'm really good. We had a jar of it at work, and I only took one or two. That's it. Been really good. You know, the older you get, it just sticks to your hips and wherever else.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I smell it. Just smell and that's okay, and then walk away.
You and my husband, Paul absolutely loves candy corn. He just, it's sugar.
It is.
I don't see the appeal. It's sugar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he just absolutely loves it.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, like I say, come Halloween, when people are coming around, when kids are coming around, I put my dogs in the back room. I think that keeps them out of trouble. They can relax. I put their beds back there, give them a bull pizzle to chew on, or two or three or four, and make sure they have dinner ahead of time and get out to go potty ahead of time so we don't have to go out while little monsters are walking around.
Literally.
Literally.
Goblins on mine.
Yes, literally.
You know, and even if you aren't going to participate, you know, people turn off all their lights. Obviously, you learn not to go up to those houses. You still have kids will come to your door and still knock or ring the doorbell.
Oh, sure.
You know, so.
Or throw eggs at you.
Or the, yeah, oh, whoops. Obviously,
actually,
from experience.
No, but they did have some disgruntled. Is there such a word, disgruntled?
Yeah.
Anyway, disgruntled teenagers. We turned off our lights, and they wrecked all of our jack-o'-lanterns all over the driveway. And
yeah, I don't put any jack-o'-lanterns where the teenagers can reach them, because,
they toss them.
Yeah, they toss them just for the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was many years ago.
Well, I think it still happens now, too. We also mentioned, don't take your dog trick-or-treating. It's too scary. If your dog is fearful, if he's scared, there is a homeopathic...
Just overstimulated by all the people coming to the door.
Sure. There is a homeopathic remedy. It's called BACH, B-A-C-H, Rescue Remedy. You can find it at health food stores or a lot of pet stores now.
Oh, really?
It's called a BACH flower remedy, and they have remedies for a variety of different things. And this one, Rescue Remedy, is for anxiety and fear. And you might want to pick some of that up before Halloween, especially if you know that your dog has been worried about it before.
And I know there's a lot of people who are into the herbal remedies. If you mention this, I know in our classes, we've had students go, wait a minute, I have that in my cabinet.
Yeah. And it's applicable to dogs.
Yeah.
And we know a number of people who use it for horses.
Yeah, exactly.
If a horse is worried about being trailered or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world, but a lot of us have other pets. Put those cats away.
Yes.
Don't let your cat get outside on Halloween, especially if you have a black cat.
Yeah, I have a black cat, but thank goodness she's an indoor cat and we're not on a street.
Yeah, well, my cats are all indoor cats, but don't let the cat get outside. If you have a horse in the backyard, like Petra does, make sure that horse is safe, too.
Yeah.
Don't let kids throw stuff at him. Don't let him get scared about that flapping ghost costume that's coming to the door. So all our pets need to be protected on Halloween. We're going to take a break for our sponsors. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Halloween party that Kindred Spirits has every year as a fundraising for two very, very worthwhile groups. And we'll talk about costumes that your dog can wear for those parties.
Definitely.
So hold on, listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Sit. Stay. It's a doggy dog world. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent!
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world. World.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. We know you're begging for more. So back to It's a Doggy Dog World with your fetching hosts, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Welcome back to It's a Doggy Dog World. We have way too much fun. Anyway.
And we can't blame Candy.
Kindred Spirits Dog Training this year is hosting our 19th annual Halloween party. Almost 20 wow. years worth of Halloween parties. That's really, really scary.
Yeah,
which
is.
Proves that we really do like Halloween in spite of all the dire warnings of the first half of the
yeah,
show.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We enjoy Halloween. We just do it safely.
That's right.
Yep.
And we do it with dogs.
And we do it with dogs. That sounds strange.
We enjoy Halloween
this
with our
dogs. This is a family
dog.
Program.
Now, last year, we only had about 45 dogs and their families come to our Halloween party, but that was because...
We were in the midst of a fire everywhere
yeah.
around
yes.
us.
We are yeah. in Southern California, and last year, Southern California burnt up.
Yeah,
so,
it did.
And that was in the midst of the fire season.
But I think the best one we had was 75 dogs, not including people, just
right.
dogs.
The
and
year
that was
before...
Incredible.
The year before, we had 75 dogs and their families, so we probably
awesome.
Had 200
people. Yeah.
Not one dog fight.
Nope.
Everybody had a great time. It was so much fun. The creativity and the costumes, the potluck dinner.
Yep.
I still have awesome. Memories of that kitty litter cake.
I know. Me too. It didn't show up last year, but it was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, leave it to a vet tech.
Anyway, the party that we have...
For those of you that haven't heard of this, I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere, but it's a cake that you make in a litter box, clean, new, never used, and it's made to look like a litter, the cake.
Using Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls are in there, and yeah, you're supposed to serve mm-hmm. it with a never-before-used scooper. And I'm sure you can find it on the internet, look it up, maybe under Martha Stewart, who knows?
It was... Amazing how many people did eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was gone by the end of the night.
Those that just couldn't bear to look at it and moved on.
I did one of those proverbial double takes. Or triple or quadruple. It's what? It's what?
It's edible? Okay, all right.
Anyway, our Halloween party is to have a good time. To show people that a dog can participate in a good time, and a well-trained dog is fun to do things with. Mm-hmm. But we also do fundraising. We ask a $5 admission fee per dog or $10 per family, and we have an opportunity drawing. And all of the proceeds go to the local therapy dog group, Love on a Leash, and to the Kindred Spirits Service Dog Training Program, both of which are nonprofit organizations. So all of the money goes to two very, very worthwhile causes. The year before last, when we had the 75 dog turnout, I think we raised about $1,000,
yeah,
which was absolutely wonderful. It helps both of those groups do their good work and not have to worry about certain things. You know, the therapy dogs can have some bandanas and
bookmarks with the pictures of the dogs on them
to hand out to the people that they're visiting. So it's a wonderful fundraising event, and that is our primary goal. But the fun we have goes far and above that. The costumes. some of last year's award-winning costumes.
Well, I always loved the simplicity and elegance, and yet it was so wonderful of a blue Sheltie, so kind of black and gray. And they put him inside a cardboard box where they'd cut out the front, put some antennas on it, and then the sign said it was a Lassie episode, yeah. a black and white Lassie episode.
It was great.
It was hysterical.
And the dog was very well trained, did a downstay inside the box perfectly.
Didn't they have a little word balloon coming out of his mouth like Timmy fell down the well or something?
Yes, and they had the old rabbit ear antennas coming off the top of the cardboard box.
And he didn't have to wear a costume. He just had to get in the box and be calm about it.
And do a downstay.
Great.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I know one of my favorites from years back was a friend of ours who had Australian Shepherds. And the Aussies were dressed as sheep, and the kids were dressed as Aussies.
Yeah, that was
and
good.
I absolutely loved it. It was just great. Again, not real elaborate.
Uh-huh. And then we had the Baywatch. Remember the dogs dressed in bikinis?
Oh!
There was a Jack Russell and a poodle or something. Oh, it was hilarious.
And we've had Wizard of Oz, like Kayla, your daughter, dressed as Dorothy.
Yep.
And then the Pomeranian in a basket
Was Toto.
And then we had the Scarecrow,
Tin Man.
The Tin Man, and who was the lion?
It was Katie's dogs that were there.
Oh, right. Sasha was the lion.
Yeah.
And then the two Jack Russells were the Tin Man and the Scarecrow.
Yeah, but it's hard to beat the Goldilocks year.
Yes.
You have to know that Sasha is a very large Rottweiler,
125, 130 pounds.
Oh, 150.
Yeah.
You're a big girl.
She's wide. And then there were three Jack Russells.
Yes.
So they put little bear outfits, complete with little bear ear hats on the Jack Russell.
Oh, the Jacks look so cute.
They were just adorable.
And bouncing around, as Jack Russells will do, in their little bear costumes.
And then there was this huge, massive Rottweiler with a gold Shirley Temple wig.
Which was just horrendous. And what, like a teddy?
So ugly.
A lace teddy or something like that?
A little tight-fitting.
Yeah, a little tight-fitting lace teddy on this huge Rottweiler.
I think not only did I just almost pee my pants that night just looking at them because I thought it was hysterical, but that picture's up on the vet's wall, so every time I go in, I look at it. And once again, I just tickle myself pink.
That was great. It was excellent.
Getting creative. And now, Katie did take some great plans ahead of time. She got her dogs used to wearing all of this stuff, not waiting to half an hour before leaving for the party.
And that's very, very important. Break your costume down into the pieces and parts. Get the dog, if we take Goldilocks, for example, get her used to the wig.
And that was quite a wig.
Put the wig on her, feed her some treats, take the wig off. Put the wig on her the next day, give her some treats, take the wig off. Put the wig on her, tie it under her chin so it'll stay. Let her walk around a little bit, give her some treats, and then take it off. And the same thing with the lace teddy.
It probably took a little bit longer to get on and off.
Teacher, maybe start with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That'll stretch and get her used to wearing something and putting it on and off. And then when she's used to wearing something, then introduce the lace teddy. And the same thing with the Jack Russells in their ears and their bear costumes. You know, a little bit at a time. I did that just last night in our training class before and after. I took a feather boa and wrapped it around Bashir's neck and let him walk around wearing the feather boa. He thought it was much too feminine for him. But and a couple times tried to step on it and pull it off. I saw him do so. It wasn't accidental. But
smart boy.
I left it on him, gave him treats, and after about 5 minutes, he was like, okay, if this means treats, okay, I can do this.
I have my experience with doing it with my Roddy girl, putting a feather boa on her 1 year, was she got quite used to it. It turned out not to be a good thing for her to wear in a crowd of other dogs.
No, that was the cotton balls on her tail.
It was both. She had something at
each end. I thought the cotton ball on the tail was so cute.
It was adorable.
So did
she
the other
got
dogs.
Used to it, but it was a dog at each end going, feathers to pluck and cotton to pluck and feathers to pluck. And
it actually
pluck.
Was Other than I felt so bad for Jean, it was actually kind of funny because dogs would go up behind her and pluck a cotton ball off her butt.
And she'd look around and say, what was that? And then somebody would pluck a feather off her neck. So it was, she was not having a good time at that party.
No, no.
She got to leave the party early, actually.
And got to get undressed.
Yes.
One thing I do want to say about having a party like this with all the dogs, though, is this is best with dogs who have had training. Mm-hmm. To do a party like this with untrained dogs could be quite chaotic. Also, you have to have a little bit of room. Make sure there's room for the dogs to get out of each other's faces. X pens and crates are a great idea, especially like we have a potluck dinner. And so having a few exercise pens or crates where the dogs can take a time out while everybody's eating. Especially the 1 year where it seemed like all our potluck was desserts.
Oh, yeah.
There was lots of sugar and lots of chocolate. And we
that
don't
was a
want
wonderful
them.
Year.
It was actually, that's probably what sent you over the hill and made you a diabetic. But yeah, it was. It was great.
And keep in mind, we don't do this on actually Halloween.
No,
we do this some other time. So here's another excuse to have a Halloween party away from Halloween.
Right.
This year we're
and keep them on leash.
Yeah, this year we're doing it the weekend before Halloween. So hopefully kids.
So we can all hunker down on Halloween night.
Right.
Yeah. Go to hiding.
And then in my puppy classes, I'll actually bring out old Halloween masks and things for the weeks prior.
And noisemakers.
Start getting the puppies used to it. Because
even
if you don't put a costume on your dog, you put one on yourself. Well, you do it in the other room. You walk into the living room. I've heard of more than one German Shepherd or Roddy or
even a
Chihuahua getting upset at who was the stranger in the house I didn't know
about. My ex-husband did that one time. Yeah, put a really ugly mask with long hair. Went in the bedroom to put it on. Thought it was kind of cool. Got this new mask. Comes walking down the hallway. And my German Shepherd stood there and hair went up and teeth bared. And it's like, who are you? And I'm thinking, stupid.
She mentioned it was ex-husband.
Okay, well, I'm still married to mine. Remember when Star Wars came out in the
I guess I should say the story. I told Mike to stop, don't move, take that mask off.
And
drop it to the ground and talk to Teddy so he knows it's you under that mask. And show him the mask, but not on your head. Just show him what it was. You know, and then it was like, oh, okay, sorry, Dad. You know, tail went wagging. But right there, good example. Don't do it.
When the new Star Wars came out with the Sith, you know, in the black outfit with the red and the horns.
I remember you telling me this.
My husband got the mask, wore his black motorcycle leathers, had a cape.
He looked good, though. It was an awesome costume.
Great.
I didn't even recognize him when he came up to me.
Had a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Got dressed in the bedroom. Lightsaber on. Walked into the hallway. And Riker, our silly boy, who doesn't take anything serious, stood in the hallway guarding me, going, and Paul, luckily, ripped off, Riker, it's me, it's me, it's me. And Riker, just like Teddy.
Oops.
Oh, Dad!
Why are you wearing that stupid thing?
Why didn't you say so, Dad? So, yes, our dog's most important sense is their sense of smell. But they still use their vision.
Yes.
And when a monster appears in the house, you know, they're going to
do
something.
Especially when they jump out and go, Revenge of the Jedi or whatever.
Exactly.
It's going to get their attention.
Waving a lightsaber and swirling a cape. I mean,
that'll do it.
Riker was about ready to take him out.
First,
Paul was smart enough to rip the mask off and talk to Riker, though, immediately. So that was good.
Yeah, Riker was just upset that he was dressing from a competing sci-fi show.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you know, Star Wars instead of Star Trek,
right,
yes.
Right. That was it. He was just coming at his poor choice.
Choice, there you go. Anyway, Halloween's a wonderful holiday. The dogs can participate carefully, but be wise about it. Let them go to a party for dogs. Introduce the costumes early and gently and with lots of treats and lots of positive reinforcement. When everybody's coming to the house, put the dogs away and don't take them trick-or-treating with you. And be careful of all that candy. Not always that good for us, and it's certainly not good for our dogs. So, make it safe. Have fun, but make it safe.
Obviously, we have a lot of fun.
Oh,
we have a lot of fun.
We have
safely
fun with everything, though.
Okay, you know, well, that too.
Any excuse for a party.
And spiders.
And spiders, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. On that note, we'll close. Thanks for listening to It's a Doggy Dog World. Our next podcast, we're going to talk about dog food. We're going to bring that up again. We've talked about it before, but this is an important subject. So tune in next week for our podcast on revisiting dog food.
Happy Halloween!
Bye!
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.